the Middle Ages, when one of those magnificent cathedrals was being built in France, a very old artisan asked if he could help with the construction. The overseer knew the man could do little because of his age and his frailty, but he felt sorry for him. So he allowed him to work on a window on an upper story where any mistakes would not be noticed. The old man faithfully climbed up to that spot every day and worked on that window. He completed his work and he died shortly after. The amazing thing is that the sun only comes through that window at a certain time of the day and only during a certain season of the year. Yet when it does, the sunlight casts the most beautiful rays across that cathedral, something that would never have been seen had the old man not done his work so faithfully. The cathedral simply would not be the same without that small window high above. So something small, something insignificant on the surface, ended up making something grand and awesome. That sounds a lot like the gospel today, as we listen to the Lord Jesus make a similar point. If we wanted to sum up the message that Jesus wanted to teach his disciples on that day as they sat on the seashore, it might simply be, do your part. Do your part. We hear him tell two stories, both similar in message, about seeds. The first story is about a farmer who plants the seed in the ground and plants pop up. The second story is about the small seed that turns into a large plant. What we find here in both instances is a small start that turns into something much bigger. Although the hows and the whys seem way beyond us, the point the Lord is making to his followers is clear enough. You may think you're not doing very much in this world, but it may add up to a lot more than you think. The news carried a story about an 80-year-old woman. This woman bakes oatmeal cookies twice every week. And then she takes those cookies to a local youth prison camp. Now, most people hearing that story would just say, well, isn't that sweet? But the superintendent of the prison camp says that those cookies have transformed the whole place. He pointed out that there are boys in that prison who have never in their whole lives received a gift from anybody until they got a bag of those cookies. In his words, they stand there at the door, behind the bars, eagerly waiting for those cookies, as if they were a bunch of little boys on Christmas Day, rather than a group of convicted criminals. He adds, those cookies have changed them. Who would have thought? That little woman, she's doing her part. And look what a difference it makes. Now, what we have to believe is that God will do his part also. We all become immobilized in the face of so many problems out there and so much need in our world. We tell ourselves that there is nothing we can do to change things. It's just so overwhelming. From our perspective, that may be true. The thing we forget is that God always works behind the scenes, or in mysterious ways, as the phrase goes. Like those seeds put into the ground by a farmer that somehow sprout and produce a harvest, we have to trust that God is going to take our efforts, small as they may seem on the surface, and do something on a bigger scale with them. Pope John Paul I didn't live long, but he taught some important lessons while he was alive. He said that one night he was feeling overwhelmed by the duties of his job, and he poured out his heart to the Lord to give him the strength that he needed to do the work. The Pope said that after a moment he heard the Lord say to him, "Son, the church is my church, not yours. I will do what needs to be done for my people. Now, you just go to bed." What an important truth we find there. We're not the ones in charge. We're not the ones with the big picture. We have to give that to God. And then we have to trust He will do His part. You know, we find one other key point tucked away in those seed stories that we don't want to overlook, and it is this: we're not the ones who fix the schedule. God works in God's own time. While we often want to see immediate results from the good things we do, that isn't always going to be the case. Just like a seed takes time to germinate, so it may take time for any of our actions to bear fruit. Maybe a lifetime. There was a Christian missionary named Robert Morrison who sailed to China in 1807 to share the message of Jesus with the Chinese people. He spent 7 years living among them before he had a single convert to Christianity. When he died there, it would be safe to say he had scarcely scratched the surface. Today, it is estimated that there are something like 130 million Christians in China, which is surely way beyond anything Robert Morrison hoped for. Now, it didn't happen overnight. It took time. But once the seed was planted by people like Morrison, it took root. And in God's good time, there was growth and expansion beyond anybody's wildest dreams. Here's where we have to simply trust the process. Our job is not to bring the kingdom of God to completion. Our job is to help the process along, confident that God will bring His kingdom to fullness when the time is right. It's on His schedule, always. Not ours. Looking back at that gospel, maybe the most important phrase we hear is when Jesus says, "The farmer doesn't know exactly how the seed sprouts and grows, but it does." And maybe that's the key takeaway for us. Every time we plant a seed, however small it may be, we turn it over to God because He's the one who knows how to make it sprout and grow. But let's never forget, God needs us to plant the seed first. Then He can do His thing.